Hello and welcome to Issue 18 of T4L Kids, the Technology for Learning magazine. Issue 18 was issued in Term 3 of 2024 and this edition is called Connecting Community with Technology and has a lovely image of some First Nations students from Glebe Primary School on the cover. Heading into page 2, we have the usual features. The editorial director, Linda Lazenby, editor is Amy Phillips, designer is Arne Ha, contributor Yvette Pashoglian. The T4L Kids magazine is created on Gadigal land, and the beautiful artwork featured on our cover and throughout was an artwork by A. Farden, a New South Wales public school student. We have a welcome from Amy Phillips, the relieving Principal Education Officer at T4L, and Amy begins her article by saying, "Yamakara. My name's Amy and I'm from the Wongaiban people of the Nyampa Nation. Yamakara is a greeting in my language that means, hello, how are you? Do you know a greeting in language from your country? As an Aboriginal student in school, I was so lucky to have Auntie Mae Robinson as a teacher who taught me many things about our culture and people. I'm always so honoured to be asked to present an acknowledgement of country. I use the opportunity to ground myself where I am, reflect on who walked on this land before me, and connect physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I try to weave a personal connection into the acknowledgement as I'm writing it, how being in a place makes me feel, what I see, hear, and think, what is special about it, and continue that respect for the people who have always and will always see that place as theirs." We then go on to a passage called Build Your Knowledge, and it's a link for teachers to find the teacher edition of this magazine. We also have a section now on language used in this magazine. This magazine uses certain words and phrases. Here is a handy glossary for you to understand in relation to this edition and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, some of the common terms around understanding country, acknowledgement, and community. First of all, we have welcome to country. These are special words or phrases that Aboriginal people use to welcome people to their own Aboriginal country. Acknowledgement of country. Both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal students can acknowledge the country they are on. Country. This is the country you are on. For instance, Darragland, if you're in Western Sydney. Community. Your community can be your Aboriginal community, your family community, school community, or local community. In this magazine, we are incorporating all of these ideas of community. Elders. Elders are highly respected Aboriginal people in a community who hold wisdom and knowledge. Language. This is the Aboriginal language you might be using according to which country you are on. We're now heading over to page 3, Digital Connections to Country. Here are 4 great ideas to help you build your digital connections to country using technology. In the first one, we have an image of a camera. Capture your country. Can you take photos and videos of your country? Are there any special features in the landscape that make your country unique or immediately recognisable? Why don't you experiment with filters and colours or creating videos and digital files that showcase your country? The next option is to gather the words, and we have an image of people connected by a circle. Can you capture words in your local language? Are there any welcoming phrases that you can record, write down or share? Tip: build a podcast, an audio dictionary, or record special words or phrases to share with everyone in your community. The next idea: share stories. We have an image of a computer. Do you know the Aboriginal elders in your school or community? Have you shared stories and can you record their knowledge of the past and present? Here's the tip. Share your stories online by collaborating on a document or building a website. This could help you create a special acknowledgement of country for your school. Get creative is the next item. Could you capture your country through art or words? You can either use pen and paper or sketch digitally on your device. And the tip is to use colour and shapes to express your connection to country. You could also create a word bank that you can create stories or poems with. Then we have a section called Listen to These Legends, and we have some hyperlinks. The first one is an image of Curly Saunders, a poet and a Yuin woman who is also a teacher. Listen to Curly Saunders talk about her connections to country and how she uses poetry to capture her landscape. The second legend we're listening to is Corey Tutt, the author of The First Scientists. Learn more from Corey Tutt about the first technologists in Australia, the first scientists. Page 4. We're heading into a section called It's Your Turn. And the first activity is creating a digital acknowledgement of country. The first section is called Learn. Author and poet Curly Saunders created a soundscape and a poem about her Yuin connections to Gunai country. We have an image of a student building something. Resources. First tip, check which country you're on with this map of Indigenous Australia. Second tip, explore place names and language from your country from First Languages Australia, which is a website. Third tip, try this sample acknowledgement of country template from New South Wales Education to get you started. We have a link to that template. The next section of this activity is called Create. And the first challenge is to record words and language that are meaningful and connect you to country on an audio file. Always make sure that you're allowed to record guests. And we have a little call to action right with Curly with an image of some of her activities on the TFRL website. The second part of the Create box encourages you to podcast. Can you record different voices, sounds of nature, or add special music to your acknowledgement? Take it to the next level and make it sound fantastic. And our third part of the Create feature is creating a film clip. You might want to capture your acknowledgement on video, especially if you have a special place like a yarning circle at your school. We do have a tip from Curly Saunders as well, and this is what she says. The best acknowledgements of country are personal, respectful, honest and caring. They include the name of the traditional owner or owners and might even include some features of that country or your personal relationship with or responsibility to them, she says. And there's a link to Curly's poem version of acknowledgement of country on this page. Page 5. The next challenge is titled Create a website for the community. In the first introduction box, Learn. The students and teachers at Bermagui Public School have built a website to collect and celebrate one of their local Yuin languages, Durga. Together with their community, including elders from the local Aboriginal Land Council, the students and teachers created a website called Growing Yuin Languages. And we have an image of a First Nations student with a First Nations elder. In the resources section, we're asking students to look at the Growing Yuin Languages website together with a class or group. What kind of resources have they added? Have they added greetings in language, artwork, stories, posters, recipes, games, and songs? In the Create section, we have three tips on how to create a website for your community. And the first one has an image of Uncle Gordy and some Bermagui school students. And the tip is record songs or words in language on audio files. Learn some greetings from Uncle Gordy and some Bermagui students. You can record videos and podcasts on Wii Video too. The second tip is showing us a picture, a hand-drawn digital picture of artwork from Bermagui. And the tip is create a digital picture book with your own artwork and words using Canva. Publish a book about your community and country. The Bermagui students used Google Slides, and there's a link to that. The third tip is about collecting recipes from your community and country. Can you build a cookbook? Are there any special local or native ingredients you can include? Get cooking with some great ideas on creating a digital cookbook. And there's a link to a page in a previous edition of T4L Kids. The next tip is to explore the growing UN Languages website further. Using Bermagui Public School as an inspiration, could you create a community website like theirs that can capture language, culture and art from your Aboriginal country? Bermagui Public School worked with the local community groups and elders to build this awesome resource using Google Sites. Page 5. This is titled, What Do You Love to Do? And at the top, we have another heading that says, Connect with your community using the following tech tools. Writing. Collect stories or write your own about your local country. You can write on your own or together in a document. Have a look at one of the digital books that students from Bermagui Public School on UN Country put together. They've included their acknowledgement inside and created their book using Google Slides. And we have a couple of slides from Bermagui illustrating two different things, two different features of their landscape. One is looks to be a local pool and the other one looks to be local animals. We then have another section that says the students at Tea Gardens Public School on Warramu Country created their own yarning stories to share stories of culture and community. And we have an image of students on computers. Now the next heading is drawing and art. Create digital artwork like the students at Cabbage Tree Island Public School. You can draw digitally using the draw tools on iPad, Google Drawings or Canva. If you create art traditionally, you can take a photo of your work and upload it into your digital book or presentation. Here are some artworks from the students at Cabbage Tree Island Public School. And we have two images, two portraits of students from Cabbage Tree Island Public. We have two forms of digital artwork. One is of a male student, one's of a female student. Over to page 7. Music, songs and poetry. Callaghan Secondary College on Awabakal Country captured their acknowledgement of country on film and it incorporates spoken word and music. Try capturing your acknowledgement on film or experimenting with GarageBand and other sound recordings to bring your stories to life. And there's a link to experimenting with GarageBand. There's also an image of a circle of students playing didgeridoos. The next section is called Podcasting and Audio Recording. Share stories and capture language from your country on an audio file. You can turn your collections into an audio dictionary to preserve language or add it into a special podcast for your school to share with the community. Try podcasting with Chromebooks and WeVideo or book a STEM.T4L podcasting kit for your school. And we have a link to the kit. We have a lovely image of a student from Glebe Primary School as well who's looking really happy and dominates this page. And at the bottom we have a section called Designing and Gaming. If you love Minecraft or are working in co-spaces, why don't you signpost an acknowledgement of country in your build? Here's one that you can check out that was created by the T4L team in conjunction with Taronga Zoo. And we have a link to this, and the image is a zoo image with an acknowledgement hanging over the top of the screen that has been custom created. Page 8 is the back cover and contains a selection of images of First Nations students. One of the students is doing some electronics. We've got a couple of students smiling at the camera, another student who is building with Lego, and some more group shots around a yarning circle, and another with a teacher. And these are all photos from Glebe Public School. Georges River Secondary College, and Buninyong Public School students, and we thank them for being a part of this project.